conversation. I have questions, and you may already answer them, okay? But I believe, would like to speak. Your turn.
Hmm?
Your turn. It's
my
your
turn. I don't have any particular agenda. I just came along with Jerry to give a word of thanks for my appreciation for the fine trail that I have to hike on.
Tell them how often you try hike on it. How often do you hike on it?
What's that?
How often do you hike on it? Those trails.
How what?
How often?
I go out 365 days a year.
And how long do you walk?
Rain or shine, and I walk 3 miles at least.
Wow. 2 hours.
2 hours.
And he actually used the bathroom over at the district and talked to the lady in charge. And she said that we are all welcome to use that bathroom. It's a public bathroom. So,
which tree is that?
He said, which tree is that?
Bill, yeah. Bill
well,
says...
I've quit using trees now that we've got a bathroom. But I used to, when I first moved here, I lived down on close to the interstate, and I'd hike up to Ranch View, and there was no restroom up there either. But I hiked around that that little track up there, and I know some places in that big cedar tree up there.
Well, sir, thank you, and you're literally an inspiration. I hope that I can walk 3 miles a day.
Kidding. Say you know, what?
I wish I could walk 3 miles a day.
Yeah. Well, I jogged until I was 85.
Wow.
Nice. And that was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
He's an amazing man.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of my 94th year.
That is wonderful.
Man.
That is why we build trails.
Yes.
So that our citizens have a safe place to walk.
I love it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Well, KJ?
I'm going to wait until you get to three.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm moving down to the agenda items. Approval of the park tour minutes for October 29, 2024. We'll leave here with half my copy side. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, discussion action, introduction of the 2025 Park Board Member, work and election of chairperson and co-chairperson. So.
Do we approve the minutes? Yes,
you just. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, where's your motion? Okay.
Need a second.
Second.
I'll second. Everyone in favor? Mandy, you want to introduce the new board for 2025?
So, for the new board, we have Barry Noggle on place three, and then, JD's not here, JD De La Fuente is place five, and then Jerry Fearling, and then Shayla De La Fuente will be our alternates. And there he is. So, he's very excited about being on the Parks Board.
I'm excited to be here because I use that trail every morning. I'm an old retired guy, and it's great, but could use a little bit more, but money is the big thing, is what I keep in mind.
I love it. And we did have some folks that switched places, correct?
Yes. So we have Barry went from alternate to place three. And then Mr. Beerling replaced Barry as the alternate. And then Mr. De La Fuente is replaced for place five, for
okay.
David.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah. And I guess we have to vote on a chair and co-chair as well. Do we have any volunteers, any applicants?
Any nominations?
We have nominations for chair.
Names we have?
That's
the
three of you, by the way.
What's that?
Anybody for chair?
I'm nominated. Ever.
Ever?
For chair.
Whatever.
Ever.
Okay.
Any seconds?
Anybody want to be co-chair? Co-chair, going once, going twice, co-chair?
Nominate Barry.
Barry, want to be co-chair?
I think Ford can do it.
Okay, Ford's the nominee for co-chair.
Okay, Barry, then second Cory. Second Cory.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
Do we have our nominations?
There you go.
And votes.
Okay.
All right.
On Pepper as chair and Cory as to take a vote. All in favor?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. I didn't want to.
Oh, and you're the.
What do you want to do? I'm not sure if I asked if you want me to bring them up or.
You can vote.
You can vote.
You can vote because.
You're missing our two. So you need to vote for our chair and co-chair.
Yes.
Okay.
So all in favor of Pepper as chairman and Cory as our vice chair, co-chair? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Jerry.
All right, let's.
Jerry, excuse me. Can he come sit over there? There's no reason for him to be stuck behind the post.
He can sit wherever.
Come on, go over there, Jerry.
I agree, Jerry.
Okay, I'll slide over here.
I feel weird about it.
I know.
Yeah, now we can, yeah.
That's okay, Jerry.
You can hear better and we can hear better. Excellent.
Now that we got that out of the way. Let's move to item three. Okay, park survey results.
So Rose is supposed to be here to present this, so I have a few highlighted items. So we're just gonna, the biggest thing that came from question one is like, how often have your household used the parks? 24% said more than once a week. So it's being mobilized, obviously, by our contingency here as well. So that was a good thing that came out of it. Question two was, which of the following park trail amenities have your household used in Willow Park? 64% playgrounds, 51% was open space nature areas, and then 84% concrete walking paths. So we need to keep building on that. The question three was, which park amenities do you think we need more of in Willow Park? 40% said more concrete walking paths, 50% shade structures. And then the others were benches, like 22% were benches seating areas. Mainly that's Kingsgate Park, I think. So overall, great survey results. We had 186 participants on this survey. Hopefully our next one will have more now that the awareness is getting out about surveys.
So the top three were concrete walking paths.
Open nature area and playgrounds. Oh, what are you talking about, top three?
Top three.
Oh,
improvements.
Improvements are the one. So concrete pathways.
Shade,
okay.
And picnic areas. Mm-hmm. 20% want a dog park, though, so maybe we can put a dog park in there. But so that was kind of, but 22% want picnic areas and benches, so that obviously will be a priority of the dog park.
The concrete walking path, you also use for cycling?
Well, we have, at Kingsgate, we have the dirt trail, but yes, people can bike on the concrete paths too. Or we're not monitoring that, so they can't.
Right. They're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
If they see us walking and they're on a bicycle, they will go on the grass passes.
Okay.
We don't have to get off.
That's good.
Kind of a protocol.
Okay.
That's opposite change.
I was going to say, that's good.
We'll run you over on the
trail. Nice. So,
remind me, Mandy, so we had talked with Westwood about a conceptual plan, and so now we've done a survey. Are we going to go back and kind of formalize that conceptual plan then?
And for Kingsgate?
Yes.
So yes.
Take out some of the things that didn't get
definitely done. Definitely want to go. I want to go back over it with them more and kind of let's do this. I mean, versus what they had, some of the
right.
Things,
so now that we've got
not even, yes.
Okay, and then that would give us maybe a cost that we could do the conceptual plan so that we could do a grant application and things like that. But that's kind of what we want to do with the data. Is that correct?
We have, we're going to. In fact, I'm working with Gretchen right now on a transportation alternative to start making grants for safe travels to school and more paths and everything else.
So Rose was happy with the response?
Exceedingly, okay. Exceedingly happy. She was ecstatic about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, based on the amount of folks that show up for the KJ.
Oh, yes. Any comments, questions?
I started with two data points outside the survey. One is the census. The latest U.S. Census, which was July 1st, 2023, says there's 6,630 people in Willow Park. 30% of them are under 18. That makes 4,700 voting adults in Willow Park. The other data point was in the September council meeting, the city of Willow Park approved a one-year six-survey contract with FlashVote for $10,900. At six surveys, that's $1,817 per survey. Very quickly after that, the town hall, 29th. For some reason, it took 3 months from the town hall to generate five question surveys. The first of the three emails about the flash vote was delivered noon of Wednesday the 29th.
We switched seats.
I assumed that we'd have at least a weekend to work on it. It came on a Wednesday, which is a work day for most people, and I assumed that we'd have, so I put it back. When Saturday came, it told me I couldn't take the survey because the survey was over. In fact, had I written the original email, it said the survey was on between Wednesday at noon and Friday at 11:15. That's less than 48 hours. That's less than 48 hours, not including a weekend, okay? It was 148 local people who answered. That's 148 local people out of 4,700 voting adults in Willow Park. That's 3% of the adults in Willow Park actually took the survey. And Leah, I think we have a couple of engineers on here. If you want to stop and explain sample size and errors in sample size, this is a one of them. 3% is not large enough to get accurate readings. Question one, how often do you use the park? You had, now I realize that these percentages don't add up to zero because they could use, select more than one. 27% of the 148 people said they don't use the park. They don't use it at all. If you add 1 month to one a year, and you add unsure, it was 46%. So 46% of the people who took the local people who took the survey said they don't care about the park. They're not interested in the park. Question five was not a question, it was just open-ended. Tell us what you think. Of the 148 that took the survey, only 45 bothered to leave a comment. That's less than 30% of the people who took the survey actually wrote down a response. Nine of the 45 people who responded said 20% of them, that's 9 out of 45, that's 20%, said, don't spend money on parks, spend it on roads. They were very specific. 20% of the people said, spend it on roads, not on parks. So if you take the 80% of 45, 36 of park users that commented about the parks, you have 0.8% of the entire population who are actually interested in Willow Park parks. Now, I'd love for somebody to show me where my numbers are wrong. If you go back to the original town hall, which I thought was a smashing success, I think that, in fact, several other people on the comments that had nothing to do with the park said more town halls. Out of the, it said bathrooms, shades, and benches with shade, lights, and less esoteric and more child-friendly playground equipment. Those were the things that we came out of it, okay?
KJ, I'm sorry, your 3 minutes is exceeded by 2 minutes, but...
That's fine, because here's my question. It was, you're using the results of a survey that represent almost less than 1% of the voters in Willow Park. And what they're saying to you over and over again is don't incur any more debt and don't use our taxpayer dollars. If you want to get grants, swell. Of these five things, I bet you dollars to donate. You could sit down and come up with.
Thank you. I would say I kind of disagree with your points. We will, I think it would be appropriate for us to be able to have Rose and our flash vote come in and explain how the numbers work. I think we had a much smaller group than our survey group when we had our town hall. So you get a very passionate group when you get people in person. We definitely need to get some more information out about how long the survey lasts. It was always intended to be 48 hours. That was what was always put out when you signed up. That's what you knew. That was what you were going to get when you got flash vote. I do think it's appropriate that we have flash vote and Rose be able to address how it works and how we're going to use the data, whether we need to repeat the data, how that all works. So I think that's very important. I would certainly say, and KJ may have those numbers, we elect our officials with less than 20% of the voters voting. So that's just what you get when you ask people to respond. They don't show up and vote, and they don't do surveys. So we always make all of our voting on our citizens' opinions of who shows up and says something. So that's just kind of how we have to do it. So,
okay.
But I do think, KJ, I do think your point of all of those numbers are very appropriate that they need to be explained. There's no decisions made tonight based on it. We're just reporting the results. But I agree. This is a new tool for us. We need to address what that means, whether we got a good result, whether we need to repeat some of these questions, how we're going to continue to use flash vote, whether it's for parks or anything else. So this was simply last week. We have our meeting this week. I do think we intend to have more parks surveys, so it will help us fine-tune what the next survey would look like and how we can hit a higher percentage.
I think I'll second that as far as wanting to see potentially in the future another survey.
Yes.
Just based on the, and Kenny, I do agree with you that there was a passionate town hall. There was a lot of people that showed up, there was engagement. Therefore, I would have expected higher numbers on the survey, but something prior experience tells me that some folks are very hard to submit a survey. In the healthcare industry, I went through many times. You go and see a doctor and you send them a survey and you never get an answer back. I've dealt with that many times. But perhaps if we repeat the survey down the road, we'll get more engagement if we bring it up again. I don't know if that's gonna change anything, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah, we need to look at that as only one tool of how we get information.
I think we need to, yeah, good points, KJ. I think we need to investigate $10,000 for that email. What was it?
Right.
I think we need to not investigate. What's the word I'm looking for?
That was the 106, Corey.
Okay. If it's a direct mailing campaign through the bills or through the emails.
If I can speak to that as well, we did send out postcards, we did send out emails, did send out calls for it. It was on our website. They actually called.
You had to scan it. You had had to register yourself too.
And that's something that, I don't know, KJ may have this data and y'all may have it, but the people who registered, if we received 180 responses, how many of the registered?
I think we only had about 330, I want to say, that registered.
That was a good question.
Yeah.
Only 330 registered?
Whether the first one, the 48 hours, so we didn't know it was coming, it got buried in our junk mail. We need to know.
Yeah.
315, I'm sorry.
So 315.
Yeah, so that's important to know why 100.
What was that number, Mandy? 315?
Yeah.
And we got 148 local responses?
186 people responded.
Okay, so can you tell?
148 participants for filter, whatever, yeah. Locals only is 148.
Okay, can you tell me how many locals registered?
Yes, 148.
140.
Oh, wait, registered.
Well, I don't know about the registered, who responded on this.
No, I know. I was just wondering how many locals registered to do flash vote.
Rose might have that, I do not have, I just have our results.
And to your point, Dash, I was also wondering on Facebook about the survey, because I have the Facebook app as well.
And I would say the one thing I didn't get, it did come through, we didn't get a text alert. I know we have TextMyGov and all of those of, hey, the survey's out. And so there might be ways that we signal people a couple of days in advance, be looking for your email. You know, there's a lot of, that's missing, you know, a significant number of people who said they wanted to get.
Willow Park Civics has put out 4 blogs telling people to sign up. I mean, from the very moment that y'all got flash vote, we were out there, okay? I would have put out something saying, this is it, you've only got 2 days, when it shows up, take it now. It's coming your way.
Right.
I mean, but I didn't even know it was coming. In fact, I'd forgotten about it. Like I said, it had been 3 months,
right.
Who remembers?
No,
it showed up and I thought, oh, this is exciting. Yeah. And you can imagine my disappointment. I didn't even get to say.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know ahead of time and we'll beat the bushes with you.
Agreed. I agree that we do need to get that out there. I think it was, and it was even, and again, I'm going to have to leave this meeting early too. But I do think that ability to let people know we're starting the survey, it should come out. Keep an eye out on your emails. Even a pre-email, you know, that we don't want to email people to death, but we definitely needed a little more heads up that the survey was coming.
Unfortunately, I think the first survey is a learning curve there, so.
And that's why I say, we're not making decisions based on, we're using it to.
I was just asking questions. Okay. I really just wanted to know, I wasn't being critical, I still think it's a good idea, it just, you can't make too many decisions on that amount of data.
Right. Agreed. That's an excellent point, and I'd love to know the comparison to our previous survey from the 2019 perks.
That'd be interesting.
Just, you know, we didn't hit that same number of responses or percentage. So I apologize, I do have to leave. So I'm gonna let you be here.
We got nothing else on the agenda, so.
Oh, I have informational.
Oh, you got more information.
Yes.
Thank you.
I apologize. I'll remember when I left my commitments about parks working.
So I just have some informational things of what all have been doing in the park. So starting at Memorial Equestrian King State and Wild Skate Park, they'll start this week. Tree trimming will commence there, so then all of the trees will be trimmed, dead trees taken out in all 4 parks. So we're trying to make it a little more groomed, a little more upkeep. Memorial Park, I am ordering 2 trash cans, but there are no trash cans at Memorial Park. So we're going to do that. We've also ordered a sign, a 2-way sign for Memorial Park, since there is not a sign here.
Right.
So it will be installed, I believe, today. It will be installed this week.
You said 2-way, you meant 2-sided?
2-sided,
sorry,
yes. So a 2-sided sign at Memorial Park. Also, I have a park fire ant treated, so all the parks have been fire ant treated except for the Nature's Care World Skate Park, along the walking paths at Keens Gate and Cross Timbers on the playscape areas. So those, and it's supposed to last for a whole year.
Nice.
So if you're out walking at Keens Gate and you see like fire ant mounds that are within 2 to 3 feet of the walking paths, then let me know so I can get, our guy that's Ross Pest Control, he's been amazing. He's been going out and walking busy season, so that's a great thing to do. Thank you, Tony, for that. What else do we have? Kingsgate, well, we got to do the rock sign has been installed at Kingsgate as well. I've been working, Randy Law had worked with or met with one of our architecture classes from Alito ISD. And so when the word came out about the trying to do a bathroom slash maybe pavilion out at Kingsgate, he said, give the architecture class, see if they'll come up with a design. So we've been working with them to come up with a design for a bathroom and splash pavilion area at Kingsgate Park.
Oh my God.
So they're working on it, and they're very excited about it. I mean, we were excited. They want their building out there. So they've been fun to work with. So we've met with them twice so far.
Nice.
And got out there. So we're trying. We've heard about the bathrooms and shades. We're trying to get it out there. That's just awesome. And I think that's everything.
Good job, honey.
Thank you.
I went by Memorial Park, and it looks, I mean, it's not a...
Yeah, a little trimming, it's amazing. Like, yeah. A little tree trimming will do.
I mean, I did a double take on the road by on the question. It's bam. It's
from the gallery, I will say she has picked up on all the things that we just not had the staff and time to do.
Yeah.
So it's been refreshing to be able to, trimming Kingsgate Park around the creek and stuff to make it safer for our walkers and stuff has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
looks good.
Yeah.
You like that, yeah, Kingsgate?
They did a great job trimming. And they cut the trees, some of them are 20 or 200 years old, this big round. And they cut them that far from the ground and hauled everything away. And pecans are known as self-pruning trees. And so they have a lot of dead branches hanging over the trail. And every once in a while, you'd see one laying right across. And Bill would call and see if he could have the wood for firewood at his house. He can't hear me. Anyway, they did a fantastic job.
They did, and then also, they were the trees they could that were mulching. So there's mulch under the playscape area. So that mulch was then hauled over to the playscape area. So we saved a little bit of money.
Also, someone had mentioned that along the river towards the front of the biking trail, that it kind of fell off into the river and unsafe. Last time we were here in August, my sister and I were walking by just a week ago, and somebody's put up a nice retaining fence so that...
are you talking about on the wood...
Right into the river.
The bridge.
Right before the bridge.
Yes.
Right after the bridge.
Right by the walking, yes.
Yeah.
I had Larry, they came out, because I was out walking with our landscape crew, and I was like, this is a fall of someone.
No, my sister and I had walked by it the week before, and I'm like, oh, that's what they're talking about. I mean,
yeah.
A little one that you watch the kids in my neighborhood, and they get on their bikes, and... A straight path is not what they drive. So, I mean, they could have ended up off that. And the next week we walked it, nice big barrier.
Yes.
Even an adult couldn't get through that.
Yes.
So I wanted to say thank you for that.
I got pictures on the Saturday that they're like out there working on getting that barrier put up.
It was. Thank you for that, because that was. Pardon me for interrupting again.
You're good, KJ. The trash cans that you were ordering, are you going to have to onto a concrete slab, or what's the plan on how to secure those so they don't go?
I'm going to mimic exactly the cross timbers. So this is a memorial, so whatever we have at cross timbers, I'm mimicking over. So I think there's places that had trash cans maybe before, I don't know, but to have none at that park. So it seems like we're talking about there's trash in those flower beds. Oh, that was the other thing, sorry. There's a homeschool group that contacted me about doing a service project. So they will be, and had started this week at Memorial Park. They're leaving. I've had them take out, because the flower beds, we don't have the irrigation, so they took out the metal trimming around the flower beds to get that out of there. They're going to repaint the flower pots. They're going to be green again, but they'll be nice and painted and look freshen it up, and then they're going to kind of weed around our memorial areas and kind of take care of them. Once they finish that, they need more hours, and we'll build across the cross timbers to the demonstration garden and try to help out the ladies over there. So we've got that group going too.
Do you know the name of the homeschool group?
I will get that.
Thank you, because they're cleaning and weeding and repainting the flower pots.
At Memorial. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any updates on the camera for the
I will talk to Todd. Yes, that kind of got talked about it and talked about cost and ordering it, because I think we've knocked up the cost down to almost $500 if he will do it versus I think the original was $1,500.
Right.
So then he got busy.
Okay.
But we've been better once we figured out the problem with the locks. It's been better.
No issues.
No.
Great. Let's go back.
You need to welcome our new members if you can.
Yes.
This is JD Delaquente, so welcome.
Hi, JD. Sorry,
you're good. I thought you were so excited.
Use this excuse, but I actually hit a deer on my way.
Oh,
here.
No.
I was like, calling my wife. I was like, nobody's going to believe this.
Dog get your horn.
You should do some out of the trunk.
I'm doing it right in the back, yeah.
Oh.
Actually, it took off, so.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. That's
a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Two months.
Did he say a deer? He hit a deer?
Well,
I didn't hear that.
Mark Florbeck.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I want to learn from you guys and see what kind of value I can bring. I've got a 9 and a 7-year-old, so being here with you guys and just improving what I utilize on the daily is pretty important.
You love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm brand new too. I'm Jerry.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. So you guys have done it on purpose. You put all the new folks on that side.
Well, it was just how the place went.
I'm sure that I speak for the board, but we're very happy with what you have done so far. You came in guns blazing. You know, you really stepped on it. The sign that you got for the park, the rock sign, was just beautiful. It really stepped it up a lot. You know, as far as welcoming. Like I said, Memorial Park is just a whole different park than when I got here, you know, 6 years, 8 years ago. The whole Gazebo thing that was falling down, it's gone. The whole thing's gone down. So welcome to John. Keep it up.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Any other comments, questions, concerns? All right, it is 6:33. Take a motion to adjourn. We'll have a second.
I'll second.
Everybody up.